Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast issued on Monday, March 25th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by World Boards and Yellowstone Club Community Foundation. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Last night, the mountains near Cook City received 6 inches of snow, 2 to 3 inches fell near Big Sky and Highlight, and a trace to 1 inch fell in the Bridger Range and near West Yellowstone. This morning, temperatures range from high teens to high 20s under mostly cloudy skies, and wind is southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Today, temperatures will reach high 30s Fahrenheit with increasing sun. This afternoon, southwest wind will increase to 10 to 25 miles per hour. The next chance for snow is Tuesday night through Thursday. Near Cook City received 6 inches of snow equal to 0.4 inches of snow water equivalent, and near Big Sky and Highlight got 2 to 3 inches equal to 0.2 inches of snow water equivalent. This new snow makes loose snow avalanches possible. These avalanches can slide long distances on firm, refrozen surfaces below the new snow, and they will become more likely with the first rays of sun and above freezing temperatures today. This afternoon, increasing wind will form small fresh drifts that can be triggered by a person. Be cautious of steep, wind-loaded slopes if you see blowing and drifting snow or cracking of fresh drifts. The snowpack is generally stable below the new snow, and avalanches today will mostly be small. Even small slides are hazardous or deadly if they carry you over cliffs, through rocks, or through trees. Before riding steep terrain, carefully assess the stability of the new snow and consequences of being caught in a slide. Today, new snow makes avalanches possible, and avalanche danger is moderate in the northern Madison Range, northern Gallatin Range, and mountains near Cook City. In the Bridger Range, southern Madison and Gallatin Ranges, and mountains near West Yellowstone, less than an inch of snow fell, and this morning the snowpack is generally stable. On mid to low elevation slopes and slopes that receive direct sun, there is a stable, supportable frozen crust on the surface of a wet snowpack. On high elevation shady slopes, the snowpack is dry and generally stable. Above freezing temperatures and sunshine this afternoon will increase the possibility of wet snow avalanches. Yesterday, Ian toured north of Bridger Bowl, and Eric toured in Beehive Basin. They both found the crust on the snow surface was supportable and stable for most of the day. This morning, cloudy skies will create similar conditions to yesterday. Avoid steep slopes if the snow surface becomes wet and unsupportable, or if you sink above your boots in wet snow. Over the past week, there were natural and human-triggered wet slab avalanches during warm, sunny days, including one that partially buried a rider and one that surprised a couple skiers. Today, similar avalanches are possible if above freezing temperatures and sunshine create a wet snowpack. Avalanche danger is low this morning and will rise to moderate this afternoon in the Bridger Range, Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations to share, drop a line via our website, email mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.